everyone, Josh from Practical Theism today. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about relativism. What is relativism? When we all talk about relativism, what is it? Is it really workable as a worldview? Relativism is something that we've seen pop up more and more into society today. And the question we gotta ask ourselves is there really any solid basis for it? Does it stand up to scrutiny? You know, I was on a business trip years ago and my coworker and I were discussing things like murder, genocide, and this person didn't really seem to think that there was an absolute truth or that murder was wrong necessarily. You know, it just depended on the circumstances for the person committing the murder, for example. You know, and if they felt that they were justified, well, who are we to say that they're wrong? I mean, it's true for them, right? You see, here's the problem that I find with relativism. It's not logically consistent. And it possesses a circular reasoning. So let's back it up a minute. What is relativism? Relativism is this belief system that there is no objective or absolute truth, just a subjective truth. This idea that, well, what is true for you isn't necessarily true for me. Why are there issues with this? Well, because logically, there are always things that are better than other things. I mean, there are always goods in this world that are vastly better than things that are not as good. For example, true or false, life is always better than death. Well, this seems like a no-brainer. I mean, true. Even if the circumstances in this world are harsh, life is always better than no life. True or false, love always makes you feel better than hate when the dust settles. Also, there isn't just subjective truths in this world. I mean, there are objective truths as well. For example, this is a hand, period. No matter who you are, how you feel about it, this is still a hand. Why would there be objective truths for only tangible realities and not for the metaphysical or spiritual side as well? Now, why is relativism circular? Relativism makes an absolute truth claim that there are no absolute truths. It can be really broken down in phrase like this. It is absolutely true that there are no absolute truths. Wait a second. I mean, if it is true that there are no absolute truths, and then how can we really be certain that that claim is absolutely true? And conversely, if there is an absolute truth statement that is always true, how can it be always true that there are no truths that are always true? This is circular reasoning and why the belief system of relativism really isn't workable. If the relativist wants to believe that there are no objective or absolute truths that are absolutely true all of the time, then they have to accept the fact that they cannot really be sure about anything, even the claim that there are no absolute truths. Therefore, there is no certainty of anything in this life. Mathematics is unworkable because we cannot be certain that 1 plus 1 is always 2. Gravity isn't really there, so if we feel strongly enough about it, then, I don't know, maybe it will vanish? How have we seen this play out in society as well? Well, we see this big time in some of the social issues today, such as the abortion topic. People cannot seem to stand definitively on when a life form actually starts. I mean, even in the face of objective evidence, we decide to redefine terms in order to fit our own confirmation bias. And what this does is it creates a massive epidemic that we see with abortions, even up to late term. Relativism primarily deals with the relativizing of objective truths, the subjectivizing of objective truths. So when we are dealing with subjective truth, difference of opinions on those truths is really fine and merited. This is why it seems to me that there is an absolute truth. Think about all of your interactions with people. When you go out in daily life and you're dealing with people, you really enjoy when you are correct. I mean, we wouldn't argue. A good example of this is we wouldn't actually get into disagreements or actually argue with people that our point is correct versus their point if we didn't really believe that our point was true, or if we fully were consistent with relativism and that there's a subjective truth that what I'm saying is true about a topic and what you're saying is incorrect. Why would we even argue that point? Because your subjective truth is just true for you, and that's totally fine and hunky-dory. We see this in politics all the time. Look at social media, how it blows up around the time of the election. People are purporting their truth and stating their truth as if it is absolutely true and everybody needs to side with it. And the minute you don't, and you say your truth and your reasoning and line of thinking is actually what is true, we all of a sudden dismiss it. Like, you're just crazy. Not even in a relativist way of, oh, that's fine, that's your truth, and, you know, we can agree to disagree, that sort of thing. But no, like, you are wrong and I am right. And that's how we engage in modern discourse, which isn't even consistent with relativism. This is why it seems to me that there is an absolute truth. Then the questions we need to start asking in response to that are a series of, well, what are the absolute truths in this world or in this life? I mean, that's the journey that we need to lend our souls to, because in that finding and desiring of an absolute truth, well, that's where we rest in what God is by nature, truth. God is truth, and when we continually and constantly seek Him out, we're going to draw closer to not only God Himself, but the happiness that we really get when we rest in what we know to be true. At its core, I think relativism, even with the circular reasoning, even with the illogical workflow, relativism itself points to the necessary truth that there is an absolute truth, an absolute right and wrong. And I think that's really the starting point and the basis for the discussion when it comes to relativism in today's modern culture and society. From all of us here at Practical Theism, we'll catch you next time.